Masechtas Nazir, Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. What happens if someone says, Hareini Nazir Lechisha Yiali Bein? I hereby declare myself a Nazir when I have a son. V'noilad Libein, and then his wife gives birth to a son. Hareiz a Nazir, he's going to be a Nazir because his condition came true. Noilad Libas, what happens if instead of a son, his wife has a daughter? Tumtum Vandroigenis, or she has a child where either the Simanim, the male or female simanim are hidden, or the child has both, so that there's a suffix now whether a male was born. So Eino Nazir, he's not going to be a Nazir. The reason is because when a person makes a condition of Naziris, in order for him to become a Nazir, the condition would have to become true without any sfeikus. And since in this case there's a suffix whether the child was a male, he's not going to be a Nazir. It's not considered as if his condition came true. What happens in Amar if he says, Kishe erel kishe yiel livalat, that I will be a Nazir when I see that I have a child? So in this case, he doesn't specify male or female. He just says Vlad, a child. So then, afilu noilad loy bas tumtum v'androgynis, hareiz a Nazir. Then, whether he has a daughter, a tumtum or androgynis, where there's a suffix male or female, he's going to be a Nazir. Because by saying Vlad, it means any kind of child, whether male or female, and therefore, that would be covered. Even a daughter, tumtum and androgynis, would be mechayev him to be a Nazir. Next Mishnah Ches, Hipila Ishtai. What happens if his wife gave birth to a stillborn baby? Now, when a person declares himself to be a Nazir, if his wife has a Vlad, again, the last statement that we just said, if he says, when I see that my wife has a Vlad, a child, I'm going to be a Nazir, then the child has to be a Ben Kayama, has to be what's called a viable child in order for him to be a Nazir. So there's two ways to be a Ben Kayama, either to have a full-term baby, meaning that she goes through a full-term pregnancy and then gives birth. So that child, even if it's a stillborn, is still called a Ben Kayama because it's a full-term pregnancy. The other way to be called a Ben Kayama is to be born earlier than full-term, but to live for 30 days. So again, a 30-day-old baby or a full-term baby are both called a Ben Kayama. Now in this case, his wife gave birth to a stillborn, but there's a suffix here. Is the child a full-term baby or not? So there's a suffix here. So we don't know, should he be a Nazir or should he not be a Nazir? So, Zakta Mishnah, Hipila Ishta, if his wife gave birth to a full-term baby, if his wife gave birth to a stillborn, and there's a suffix if it's a full-term baby, Eino Nazir, he's not a Nazir. Because this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when a person makes a condition, the condition has to become true 100%, meaning there can be no doubt whether the condition came true in order for him to be a Nazir. And since in this case there clearly is a suffix if it's a full-term baby or not, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's 100% not a Nazir, and he doesn't have to observe Naziris at this point. Reb Shimon argues and says that really he is a Suffolk Nazir and he has to keep Naziris. However, he has a problem, because when he becomes a Suffolk Nazir, at the end of his Naziris, he's going to have to bring certain karbanas. And that's going to be a problem if he's not a Vadai Nazir, because he's bringing karbanas for no reason. So therefore, Reb Shimon says he should do the following. Yoimar, he should say, Im hoye ben kayama, if my child was a ben kayama, so that my condition came true, then hare ani Nazir chayva. Then I'm anyway a Nazir chayva. So my Naziris that I'm keeping now, I was obligated. Ve'im lav, and if it wasn't a ben kayama, so that my condition did not come true, hare ani Nazir nedava, then I hereby voluntarily declare myself to be a Nazir. So that way, either he's a Nazir based on his condition, or he's a Nazir based on his accepting it now. But either way, when he finishes his Naziris and he brings the Karbanos, he's going to have been a definite Nazir, and there will be no issues at the end of the Naziris. Chazra v'yalda. So what happens in the same case when his wife went, and now she gave birth to a healthy living child, who's definitely a Ben Kayama? So now, according to Rebbe Yehuda, his condition did not come true yet. So now, when she gives birth to a child, hareiz a Nazir. He's going to be a Nazir now. Because now, for the first time, his condition came true. And remember, Rebbe Yehuda holds your condition has to come true 100%, vadai, no doubt about it. So since in this case, now, finally, there's no doubt about it, so now he becomes a regular Nazir, and he has to observe the Naziris. Reb Shimon says like this. Yoimar, he should say the following. Remember, Reb Shimon held in the previous case that we're in doubt, is he really a Nazir or not? So Reb Shimon has to hold the same here. Because now that she gives birth, if the original child previously that died was not a ben kayama, then his neder came true right now. So Reb Shimon has to be chayshish for the naziris now as well. Besides being chayshish for it originally, he has to be chayshish for it again. So therefore, Reb Shimon says he should make the following statement, because once again, it's a suffix if he's a nazir now or not. So again, we're worried at the end of the naziris there'll be an issue with the karbanos. So Reb Shimon says Yoimar, once again he should make a statement, and the statement should be the following: Im harishon ben kayama, if my original child was a ben kayama, so that I was already a nazir chayva previously, then harishon chayva, then my previous naziris was obligated. Vizunadava, and I hereby accept upon myself voluntarily to be a nazir now. Vimlav, and if my original child was not a ben kayama, so that when I was a nazir previously it was voluntarily, then harishon nidava vizu chayva, then my original naziris was a nidava, was voluntarily vizu chayva, and I now hereby accept upon myself obligatory naziris because my condition came true now, so now I'm a Vaday Nazir. So it comes out, according to Reb Yehuda, he'll only have one set of Naziris after the second baby's born. And according to Reb Shimon, he'll have to have two sets of Naziris, one after each child, because it's going to be a suffix which of the two children was the Ben Kayama that made his condition come true.